This is a Wild Game Production podcast.
Back to Beyond Earths, another episode. Last time, the group talked to Aiden and decided to take him up on his deal. He was going to give them double the amount of the bounty, so they wanted to walk away with 800 credits and the invisibility ring, which Nova has in his pocket. Then they went back to the ferry and paved their way, which they found out turned to be some type of scam because the old man was kind of crazy and led them around the giant lake for over a day. Getting pissed, they finally took over the boat and within an hour or so, got their way back.
Noah stole the boat.
Yes, Noah.
Borrowed. He has it, right?
We rented the boat.
We rented it. He said so.
Took them about an hour to get the way haul. And where they got into town and they had into the tavern, they had a nice breakfast the next day after sleeping in the tavern. And Nova went to the library and found a clue for the information they sought. Maybe. And that's where we are.
Yay.
That was fast. We didn't even finish up breakfast yet.
I want to say breakfast was great.
We were having little tea cakes at the end.
We were having seconds.
And it did not have any poison at all. So it was a good breakfast.
Poison free for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I've got my craft ale right here.
Why is it like you guys are not leaving this tavern?
This is the safest place we know right now.
I pretty much have to do everything myself. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. All right, so I'll go back. Since you guys are going to sit at the tavern and drink your craft beers like douchebags, I'm going to go back to Corey. Corey, you're sitting in the library and you find the information that I handed over to you in the side chat.
I've read this.
And, you know, this is the information. That's basically what you have.
Excuse me, Eldwin.
Yes. Yes. What? I'm very busy.
Yes. I just have a few quick questions for you.
He sits down in the chair in front of you. Yes.
I had new questions.
That's
kind of
creepy,
cool.
But okay.
Dude, he's on something.
Hey,
So this book by Alistair Thornbrook, is he a reliable author?
As far as I could tell, yeah, he was a leyline wizard from way back when. Publisher was it's about 200 years old. This book, so.
Okay, 200 years old.
Yeah, give or take.
You wouldn't happen to know where a long-forgotten tomb guarded by ancient wards and malevolent spirits is.
I knew about ancient tombs before it was cool.
Right down the road there, take a left.
It's right next to the Bordello, past that. The Yankee Stadium, hang a right.
You don't happen to know where the sacred springs of Eldoria are, do you?
That's somewhere in the west, I think. I'm not sure.
I am I not surprised.
Have you ever tried an IPA?
Okay. I feel like there's going to be a small child dying soon.
Hello?
Is there anything else going to help you with any other book which you like in here? We have plenty of books that you can look through and peruse.
Yes. Do you happen to have a book on the Forbidden Forest?
No, but I drive a Tesla.
Jeff suddenly chokes on his IPA. the Forbidden Forest? No. Nobody goes into the Forbidden Forest.
What happens in the Forbidden Forest stays in the Forbidden Forest.
The disembodied voice is correct.
That's not a disembodied voice, though it can be.
Are there rodents of unusual size there?
No. He says the Forbidden Forest, nobody goes into the Forbidden Forest. We've been forbidden for going in there for many years. It's west of the capital.
West of the capital. Okay. I should avoid west of the capital. Got it. All right. Thank you.
Anything else?
I mean, do you have any books on Eldoria in general?
Eldoria? No, unfortunately, we don't.
Okay.
Darn the luck.
Well,
But I can get you a book called The Ruby Chalice.
That might be intriguing.
Oh, be right back. You see, he runs behind the counter, and then he runs down a book aisle. He comes back with a book, and he hands it to you.
It's like Amazon suggestions.
You are fast. You're like, sir, why are you so fast?
I'm a librarian.
I was born that way.
You're the fastest librarian I've ever seen, sir.
The book in your hands feels enchanting and mysterious.
Uh-oh.
Are you looking up AI descriptions?
No.
I
made a chart of books. And I just put random, like...
Adjectives, yeah.
Scholarly, adventurous, magical, intriguing, seductive, dangerous. I just put random things together.
Yeah. Okay. So this book. Why would you recommend this book to me, sir?
It's a great read at night next to the fire.
I sleep in a room with, like, five other men. Is it still a great read?
It's even better that way.
I mean, sure. I mean,
it's right.
Well, why are you in such a hurry? What are you looking for? You seem to be.
Oh, well, I mean,
in a tizzy.
Yes, I'm trying to locate an item that I've lost.
What have you lost? I might be able to help.
It's a decorated sword. It's a family heirloom, and I'm trying to figure out where it is based on this. And the last time it's been noted, it was in the Tomb of the Nameless Fire. And I'm trying to figure out where this dang place is, and it's driving me nuts.
Tomb of the Nameless Fire.
Yes, this tomb, I mean, if you find it for me, I'll give you, like, lots of credits.
Oh, I'll keep a lookout for it. I mean, I'm probably going to have to go there anyway. So, yeah, sure, why not?
All the credits.
So, yeah, sure, when I'm at this tomb that totally has absolutely nothing to do with anything I need, I'll keep an eye out for a decorative sword. You don't happen to have a drawing of it or anything, do you?
No, I know it when I see it. I mean, no one actually drew a picture of it.
Just bring up a random sword?
Because, I mean, I have a sword here. How do you know this isn't it? I mean,
no, it's decorated a certain way with family crests and jewels on it. I would know.
Family crests and jewels. I will... I'll look... Okay, so I'll be on the lookout for a sword with crests and jewels and a tomb.
Okay.
I mean, I'll help you if I can, but you're not being real specific.
I'm rather busy, so if you got your information, you can probably go now.
You should know what a family crest looks like.
You should probably leave.
Real quick, what do you know about the bunkhouse?
Well, I mean...
What do I not know?
With a man that sleeps with five other dudes in his room, I'm pretty sure it's not up your alley.
Damn. Wow.
Damn, oh. Jeff with the fucking mic drop on you?
I know. Not fired.
That's wonderful. But
the bunkhouse?
You know?
Oh, it's, I mean, if you need to relax, it's a good place to go.
Would it be a good spot to find out about rumors and perhaps some information?
Possibly. I mean, the clientele is always in and out of there, and it's different clientele everywhere, so they probably hear just about everything.
Hmm. What about this, Madame Nikoa?
Oh, she's a lovely woman. You'll like her. She's very, very sweet. Very accommodating.
I bet she is.
Okay.
Well, you should... So, but know that madams never get involved with anything except collecting the money, beating the shit out of you with her thugs, and that's about it.
So, okay, so you don't have anything specific on that? All right. Yeah, I think you've answered all my questions. Thank you, Eldwyn. You've been very helpful. Is it okay if I take this book and return it later, or will you only lend it to me in the library?
I unfortunately only lend it to you in the library. Please copy down what you need. I can provide paper and for you to take and write down on if you need it. In fact, I will give you a journal book.
Oh, thank you.
He hands you
parchment and quill. Yeah.
Yeah. I copy the relevant passages and the image from the book.
And it says to my dear friend, and it doesn't have a name on it, it says, love, Eldwyn.
Thank you, Eldwyn. You've been very helpful. I hope you find your sword.
When you go to the bunkhouse, I hope you find your sword too.
All right.
Lord Lee's choking on his IPA.
I mean,
somewhere Lord Lee is saying, go on.
All right. Yeah, I thank him and then go back to the tavern, which I'm guessing everyone's still there drinking.
Yep.
I
mean,
yep.
Oh, I figured we were.
That's really good.
I rode all night. My arms are tired.
All right.
All right.
It's good to talk to you guys every once in a while.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think we all had a lovely conversation.
We'll say between your researching and them eating, you were there for about 2 hours.
Oh, all right.
And they're probably all liquored up.
You know, Saren, it's so good to know about you, man. I'm glad you opened up to the rest of us.
I literally said nothing.
Yes.
Hey, him saying hello is opening up.
Yeah.
You said it with your eyes. It's fine.
Ooh.
Yeah, you said so much with your eyes.
That sounds sexy.
It really is.
Hey, guys.
Oh, God, he's back. Oh, hey, Nova.
And let's just meet Jeff here.
Oh, shit. Has it been 2 hours already? Uh-oh.
Darn.
Sure no, I found some information on ley lines.
Oh,
I think I found a way for us to get home. Really? We may have to murder someone. I'm not sure on that yet.
That's what? Doable.
Okay.
But those reactions are all very odd.
Willing to listen to you.
Why do we have to murder someone?
You said kill, not murder, right?
No, he said murder.
I said maybe. I don't know. We need a lot of blood, but that's later on in the process.
Are we talking about like a Lord Lee-sized amount of blood, or?
Maybe.
Why don't you just tell us what you
found out? Out of character, Corey, are you not reading that correctly, or are you purposely saying it that way?
I'm purposely saying
it. Okay, I just want to make sure that you were... I'm rereading. I'm like, did I mess that up? I mean,
no, I know what it says, but we're going to need that much blood because I'm not going to be the one to put myself there. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's later on. Anyway, we need to find the ethereal cipher, rumored to be hidden within the depths of a long forgotten tomb, which there's for some reason a good chance it's called the Tomb of the Nameless Fire.
Okay. This all sounds.
And that's. Guarded by ancient wards and malevolent spirits. And then
exciting.
Once we get it, we must purify it in the waters of the sacred springs of Eldoria, which is way in the west. Basically, we got a lot of travel left.
What does that have to do with ley line?
Yeah.
This is how we open one up to go home.
Hmm. He's not reading exactly everything to you guys that's in the paragraphs. He's just kind of summarizing it.
I'm just kind of summarizing it. I'm just doing what Jacob does. That's all.
Oh,
no, okay. He's hiding it from.
I mean, I read them the middle part word for word. But...
Yeah, that's true. You did.
That's quite a bit.
So, what kind of blood are we talking about? Are we talking about human blood, magical blood, elf blood?
Just blood. Don't worry about the blood. We got months before we get to the blood. Okay.
Okay, we can use pig's blood or something.
In the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
What? Sure. First, we just need to find the ethereal cipher, but which means we need to find a tomb.
So we need to go to the tomb of this nameless flame?
Yes, but we don't know. The librarian doesn't know where it is. I don't know where it is. Nobody knows where it is.
Great.
But, and I hate to say this, Saren, you might be able to get us some info at the bunkhouse.
Why? Again.
Hey, poor joke. Get to work.
First time.
I'm not pimping you out. I'm just saying they have a lot of info. They have
you got to get it by any means.
We might be able to get, and since you happen to be a particularly attractive individual, people might be a little more free with their words when speaking to you.
And then ladies there probably heard a lot of stuff.
So he's pimping you out.
I'm not pimping you out. You don't have to do any pimping or be pimped or I don't know, man. But
wait, isn't Nova pretty too?
Actually, I don't remember.
He sure is.
I kind of am. I have 18.
What's your PB?
Yeah.
I think Saren's prettier, though.
Yeah, Saren's prettier.
Saren's prettier, but 18 Physical beauty is like well above average.
Okay, so yeah, never mind. Not bad.
Apparently I have a 19.
Oh, fuck. So
Raven's a sexy Raven. Elf. So
okay, so you two being part. The sexiest guys at this group.
It's a sexy party.
Probably get some information. And we could also probably get some information from the magistrate, but
we gotta
I don't know.
Pay.
When we talk to authorities, things tend to go very wrong very fast.
It's that kind of establishment. They probably want us to pay for drinks and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't have a separate credit chip, unless you want me to borrow
Lady Astrid. Pass around my gem or something.
Like a hot potato.
Borrow Lady Astrid.
Yeah. You could just
my woman here is
going to
pay
gym.
For my lap dance.
Yep.
So I mean, it's just a thought. What are your thoughts, Aaron? You want to do this or not? You can say no. I don't.
What information is it exactly that we're looking for?
We're looking for the tomb of the Nameless Fire.
Do we know what general direction the tomb is?
Nope.
Okay.
I only know the name, and that's it. And the librarian has apparently been looking for it. Has not found it, so.
Tomb of the Nameless Fire?
Yeah.
Tomb of the Nameless Fire.
And where? General location? Do we have anything about that?
No, nothing.
What was that about?
Did you find it in a book or something?
The Forbidden Forest is west of the capital. I can take us there. That's not a big deal. But
that's not
maybe
where
it's in the Forbidden Forest.
That's not where the tomb is, though.
You have no idea where the tomb is.
Maybe the information's in a book. You can look it up.
All right, let's go
take a look. It's in a book.
Take
There's a group
book.
Of us. We're all
in a book.
Adults. Let's go to the bunker.
I was going to go talk to the the commissioner. Sorry.
Oh, you get the respectable duty. Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, or it could work.
Respectable, I mean.
What were you expecting?
I mean, I can. It's like if you want to switch places, sure, but honestly, you're better.
What do we need from the magister?
Yeah.
I was just going to see if she knows about the tomb or the sacred springs of Eldoria.
Fine. You and whoever wants to go with you can speak with the magister. I will go to the bunkhouse and
shake my booty.
No.
See what I can learn.
I just, can go to the magistrate. Because if anything, I can wave around my emperor's ring if I need
be
it.
Safe. Because I imagine
Astrid can. Could you lend me your credit crystal?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll go with Saren.
I'm going to put it in my glove.
Yeah,
okay.
So
where
I'm just
the palm is.
Make sure no one around is looking. And then, yeah, just take the gem from my glove and hand it to Saren. Yeah, I know. Kayla's
like,
with
binoculars.
Kayla's
just I just cut her hand
table,
off.
Saren.
it...
I can see Saren doing that at some point.
It's like, I'll give this back to you.
I mean, he did threaten to cut off Nova's hand at one point, but that's a whole nother.
He's threatened to kill all of us except for Lady Astrid at one time. And Raven. He hasn't threatened Raven yet.
No, yet. It's fine.
Well,
character development.
Nova was being possessed.
Kind of...
I said dagger at the time.
Fine. It's water under the bridge.
Aww. They're that's like friends nice now.
Deal. All right, so we got to go into this. We gotta find this tomb. We gotta find the ethereal cipher that's in that tomb.
And when we're in the tomb, if we happen to find a sword, a family crest and jewels on a decorated sword, we need to bring that to the librarian.
Oh,
wait, Astrid, what was that about ethereal? What?
The tomb of the Nameless Fire. We're going in there to find the ethereal cipher.
Cipher that lets us find the ley line.
We got to take that cipher and purify it in some springs?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we go into the Forbidden Forest.
And then...
Which I told you was to the west, right?
Yes.
I meant east of the capital.
I can't, you know, I had the
map. Okay, so east of the capital.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I thought you said west. Okay.
Yeah. I meant to say east because literally. I didn't have the map in front of me, sorry.
Okay, but...
I guess I moved the location.
Okay, so, but the sacred springs of Eldoria are still in the west, you said, or are they in the east too?
No, that's in the west, definitely.
Okay.
They're located right next to each other. In fact, they're neighbors.
There's like a little path between them.
It's the
them.
Same thing.
It's so like signs too.
But just different rooms. No, in fact, it's the same room.
It's like a tourist trap, so there's like signs and booths and stuff between.
All right, well, so who's going with Raven and so Lord Lee? You should probably go with Raven and
No, I don't think Lord Lee should go with an adult.
He looks short. Yeah,
no. He's a little kid.
He can be that kid that hangs out at the bar, you know, because mommy's working.
Mommy's on stage right now.
Is there something you want to let us know about Raven? Is there a little bit of your background coming out?
All right.
That's Nova.
Well, and does Lord Lee actually look like a child, or does he just look like a very short man? Yeah, like a dwarf.
He's like a very short man, but he can be mistaken for a child.
Is he like very youthful looking?
Well, he's a beard? He is.
He was very young to begin with.
Beard.
He doesn't have a beard. He was one of the younger ones.
Well, he does have facial stubble, but nowhere close to a beard. I mean, he is husky, but nowhere as
so. He looks like a little fat kid with stubble. Okay.
Your kid's really fucked up, dude. You really need him.
All right. Well, then I guess if Lucien, if you would go with those two just to watch their backs.
Got it.
Well, you know, Lord Lee, today's a beautiful day. Split. Why don't you go for a walk around town, see what you can find?
Wow.
Okay.
Subtlety. Well, then.
Actually, there was something else mentioned, but what was it?
Oh, you were going to go to the cobbler to see about getting your armor
fitted. Yes, that's what it was. Go see about getting your armor fitted.
We need money, which you have now.
Here is a gold coin.
You get him arrested.
All right, fine. Never mind.
Maybe you can, Lord Lee, just say you can pay after it's done.
Actually, just inquire about the prices and what they can do.
Yeah, to see.
I'm sure.
All right, either way, I'm going to the establishment. I want to get that done and over with what little dignity I have.
You're with us. Lots of dignity.
I literally rode an old man's boat all night because he was bonkers.
That sounds so wrong! I spent all night rowing an old man's boat!
Yep.
Okay.
Alright, so the party splits.
Yeah. I will start with the Saren party first.
Alright. Describe the establishment.
Alrighty. Yeah. So, when you finally head over to... Stop it, Jeff. Tucked away in the lower half of the village is the bunkhouse. The exterior sign is a bed, pretty much, that just swings in the wind. There is a woman in there named the Madam. Let me get her picture for you. Who greets you at the door as soon as you come in. Oh, you want to know where that was from, Steven? I didn't see that.
No, I was just teasing you. It's like, see if you have AI art of a brothel.
Oh, no, I didn't actually do an AI. I don't even think they would allow that, to be honest, with some of them. And Stable Diffusion would be like, what the? So I don't use it half the time.
It's like brothel. Excel, here's a soup place.
Yeah, that's don't what worry. It is. It's a worry, soup Vince, place.
I'll make you an image.
Yeah, actually, go ahead. If you can make an image, go for it. So you walk in, there's soft flickering candles dancing back and forth, plush furniture casting shadows, and people sitting around drinking like wine and stuff like that. Perfume hangs heavy in the air, and I thought Corey put a picture up.
Nope.
I hadn't
even and there's an I'm exotic incense smell in there. The madam who you see in the picture before you with red hair and kind of like a leather coat. It's an opioid den, Jeff. She comes up to you and she says, welcome. I am the madam of this house. How may I help you? And she has her hands like this in like a praying position.
What god do you worship?
We're travelers looking for a little rest and relaxation.
Oh my god, yes. Do you have your mask on, Saren, or off?
It's been off since we've been in this world.
Okay. And she says, oh, yes, I'm sure someone would be right up your alley. She says, why don't you have a seat over here on this plush chair?
these two individuals are my companions.
Oh, yes.
And I point to Raven and Lucien.
Hi.
Hello.
And your name is? And she points to you, Saren.
Saren.
Ah, yes, Saren. And you, Jake, she points to you.
Lucien.
Lucien. And you, young man? And you, Raven?
Raven.
Raven. Excellent. We'll have some great entertainment for you. If you'd like a private show, please let me know.
Of course.
He said, until then, please have a seat in these plush chairs and our next dancer will be out. And if I can get you something to drink.
Oh, we got good drinks here?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We have the finest wine on this side of the lake.
Just bring me a glass of whatever your best is.
Absolutely.
I look over to Lucien and I just kind of whisper, remember, we're finite on the credits. This isn't a splurge.
Okay, fine. Mid-grade.
Yep, only drinks. I mean, Lucian's only drinks the best.
Lucien turns into Shep for half a second. Give me the finest you can find.
Actually, can't help having a little Shep in everybody.
Yeah, he's like, actually, give me the finest wine you have there, young man.
Starting to get the chill runs up his spine.
Yeah, she's like, oh, mid-grade? Absolutely. And you too?
The wine as well.
Mid-grade? Or do you like the cheap wine?
Mid-grade is fine.
And for you, Mr. Raven?
I will have the same.
Excellent. She comes back with a nice bottle of wine. She says it's a 20-year-old wine. It's a red wine. She pours it into these fancy glasses for the three of you. Professionally, may I add, she pours it. And she says, please, have a taste and let me know what
you
think.
Do the swirl and sniff.
Yeah. Please let me know what you think. And you guys take a sip. Yes, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
It tastes wonderful. Like you've had wine like it before, so it tastes pretty good.
Amazing. Very good. Thank you.
Excellent.
You were not wrong.
She says, I will leave the bottle right here in case you want some more. And she places it down.
Thank you. And
the price will be 565 credits. No, I'm kidding. Yes, sir.
After this stops, I have to murder somebody. Be right back.
What is the origin of the wine, if I may ask? Where's it from?
It's from our local farm here. In fact, our commissioner makes it herself, Roslyn.
Oh.
So this is a farming community, more or less, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
The vineyard community.
This is like Martha's Vineyard kind of area.
Yeah, I was saying, here in Napa Valley, bitch.
I see.
And she says, if there's nothing else, the dancers will be out. Just signal me.
Oh, that's... Well, it's...
It looks like more like a waiting room than...
Yeah, it looks like a Lord's waiting room. Honestly, I imagine this is the room they're kind of sitting in.
Before they go to their...
They go to the correct room.
Where the dancers go.
And she says, I'll be right over there. If you need your private room with a girl of your choosing, please let me know.
Thank you so much.
She bows her head and she goes over to where the desk is. Various women come out and do their thing, dancing around. I'm not going to describe every detail, but...
What?
I'm glad.
How dare you leave us hanging?
What are their names?
All right, you want
to... Go on!
I will say this.
You want
after...
names? All right. Yes.
Sure, go.
The first name, her name is Misty.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is there an Amber and a Porsche?
The next one is Janelle. The next one is Jamie. And the next one is Becca.
Keep it going.
That's all I'm doing. The other girls just don't tell you their names.
I'm just going to say, and Lucien and Raven can definitely chime in or do their own thing, but... Once we've established that we've been there for a little bit, mm-hmm. I would like to go back to the madam and if she's available and speak with her.
Okay.
She's available, yeah. You walk up to her and talk to her, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Saren, how are you enjoying the festivities tonight? Do we have enough wine? Do you need more wine?
I think I've had my fill at this point, thank you. Though, having enjoyed the luxuries of this establishment. I do have a few questions, if I may ask of that.
I have a thirst for information.
Are you familiar with local I'm trying to find a nameless tomb, and I was told I can maybe get some information from this place.
A nameless tomb, did you say?
Tomb of the Nameless Fire. Does that sound familiar?
Not to me.
Would any of your employees perhaps know anything of it?
I wouldn't know. You'd have to ask them themselves. They may know something, they may not.
Who out of the dancers or the entertainers here do you think has frequented some adventurers or travelers?
They all have, but our most experienced dancer, Becca, or Becky, would probably know a little bit more than the rest.
Becky, can you point her to me, please?
She points over to a blonde standing, dancing near Lucian right at the moment.
I thank you. And I'll start making my way over to Becky.
Okay.
Becky.
Yes, and she puts her arms around you.
Is she a human or?
Yeah, she's human. Mm-hmm.
Daffling.
I may be small, but I pack a punch, boy.
Forgive me for interrupting, but I was told you might be knowledgeable on things that maybe adventurers had shared about locations of crypts, tombs, anything of that. Does that sound familiar?
She says, yes, I may know something along those lines.
That's a weird way to call other girls.
Like, is that your kink, or?
I'm looking for the Tome of Nameless Fire.
I may have heard something about that.
What would it take to refresh your memory?
She's just like, well,
questions like that.
I heard there's private rooms. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, there is.
Lead the way. That's me on character, but I'll just...
She leads Saren into a private room.
Corey's like, at last.
Fade to black.
Yeah, basically. Do you want me to roll charm to see if I can actually get the information from her, Vince, without having to go into details of what happens in room?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Play Patty Cake, just in like the movie.
Yes, this is Jessica Rabbit style. Play Patty Cake.
Just slip a little gold coin in her G string. She'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll leave what I actually do up to the minds of
Farrah. I know they call it a coin slot, but you don't do that.
Ooh. Oh,
shut up.
Well, unless the picture, I need it.
Unless apparently it's the picture of the
moth. Sing, baby.
Then so I have a 75% chance.
Yep.
I rolled a 7.
Wow.
Ooh. Nice.
We'll say you get some information, but I'm going to head over to Corey now as he's putting coins in a slot.
Gambling.
I was warning her about that. Okay.
Well, Corey's kind of put a credit card in the slot right now. Actually, isn't this working?
Those pictures actually look really good.
Yeah, that one actually was done by Meta AI, the one that Facebook owns. They do a really good job, actually. And it's free, which I'm surprised at.
Oh, these two I just made.
You're not sponsored by Meta.
These are just Dream Shaper. That's all they are. All right. We walk into the commissioner's office.
Yep.
How can I help you? There? Commissioner's standing right there.
We're looking for Commissioner...
Roslyn.
Yes, that's me. I'm Commissioner Roslyn. And you see she's wearing like suspenders and overall, things like that. And she's got like dirt and mud all over her and... She says, yes, how can I help you? I just got back from the farm to come here to check up on things. Did you need something?
Yes. We're just looking for some information about the area.
Sure. What can I help you? We have a small little town here. We're a farming community. We make wine. vegetables, things like that.
You make wine here. Interesting.
Mm, yes, yes, yes. In fact, my farm is a vineyard kind of place.
It's really good.
What's your farm's name?
Roslyn's Grapes.
Pepperidge Farms.
Roslyn's
Pepperidge
Grapes.
Farms.
Pepperidge Farms.
They remember.
Roslyn's Grapes remember.
All right. But so anyway, I'm just shot in the dark. Do you happen to know about the Tomb of the Nameless Fire?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. I just, I had to.
Do you know, like, as far as, like, legends and myths and anything like that, do you know what might be a good place to look up stuff like that?
Maybe in the capital? I don't know. I mean,
capital. Well, have you heard of the Sacred Springs of Eldoria?
Yes, actually, I have.
You have? Do you happen to know where that's at?
It's in the mountain range, near that disgusting old wizard.
Yeah, the piss wizard. Yeah, we met him.
It's 2 to 3 days travel south of him.
Okay.
That's the only landmark I can really give you because his disgustingness is over there.
Oh, yeah. No. I fully get that. No, that's it. And do you know anything about the Forbidden Forest other than we shouldn't go there because it's forbidden?
Well, I mean, the Forbidden Forest is east of the kingdom.
Hey,
right past the mountain range, and it is haunted.
Haunted?
Yes. There are spirits there that roam that area that will kill you.
Oh.
Do you know what type of spirits, or is it just a generic?
Malevolent one.
Like a boogeyman type of forest.
You're not here, Rick.
You ever hear of the Slender Man?
Yes, I have, actually.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, we have to collect the pages.
Yeah, if we collect all 8 pages, though, he goes away.
No, there's no way of getting rid of him. He tracks you for life.
Okay, that's cool. I'll have a friend for life. All
in the
5
forest.
5 minutes of it. Yes, in the forest. All right, and another shot in the dark. Have you happened to heard of anything called the Ethereal Cipher?
Yes, actually I have. There was a book in the library I was reading that by the other day. It was just kind of a random thing. I don't know why I picked it up. It was something about lines or something like that.
Well, it is odd.
Yeah.
But that's all, though. It's just the book, right?
Yeah, that's about it. And it had a really cool picture in there of it, too.
Yeah. No, I think I read that book, actually.
Oh, did you? I remember that cool picture. Eldwyn's wonderful.
Yeah, he really is. Thank you for all your help, Lady Astrid, if you have any other questions.
Not that I know of, yeah. It's this is a very nice town. You
be ashamed of something bad happened to it.
You have here. Everybody has been nice and friendly.
We are a wonderful, friendly town.
You really are.
The GM made sure we were a wonderful, nice town to throw Corey the player off.
Do you guys have like a church around here?
No,
by chance?
No, no churches in this town.
Oh, okay.
Any reason why?
We don't worship the gods of this world.
Well, that's good because some of them are very evil.
We say that you worship in your own private space.
That's a good policy.
Yeah, we do that. You know, we're a very tight-knit community. We hang out together and, you know, talking about politics and religion kind of often leads to, you know, arguments.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
No, we are not demon worshippers, Saren. She just randomly screams it
town.
Out.
It's a college town. Everyone needs their safe space.
Yes.
Oh, well, while I'm here, I do need to ask, is there any jobs or work available?
Well, my farm can use some workers to pick grapes and stuff.
Okay.
Do you have anything for, like,
spare cash?
Adventurers as well? Like, do you guys have any, like,
bounties?
Bounties? No.
I'm too small for that.
Wait, I forgot to ask. Are there any guards around?
Yes, we do have guards. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a guardhouse.
You have a guardhouse. I haven't really seen too many guards in the town.
How do you guys... So, it's usually pretty dangerous out at night here. What do you guys do to usually protect yourselves from the big creatures that live out there?
Well, there are no big creatures over here.
That's all it's east, or to the west.
This part of the world is safer than the southwest, huh?
Yes, we're very close to the capital, so we're under their protection. So,
that's a relief.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. You can go out at night and prance around all you want. There'll be no monsters attacking you until today.
Bring as many eggs and nests that we want.
You can be Lord of the Prance.
Well, thank you. You've been very helpful. If we have any more questions, is it okay if we just stop by?
Absolutely. You're more than welcome to stop by. And if you need a job, let me know, because I do have a job there. We do also have another job of building houses, too.
Oh.
I think we have a friend who might actually be real good at that.
Yeah, we do the Habitats for Humanity here.
Oh, well, that's good. But that's done for free and not as a job.
No, here
can use a house. We're
here. We pay people to do it.
Okay.
We need a habitat.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. You. Anything you need from me? My farm is across town, right behind the inn. If you take that little stray road there, you'll go right to my farm.
Well, thank you very much. It was nice meeting you.
You as well. I never got your name.
Oh, Nova. And this is Lady Astrid.
She bows. Oh, royalty.
Oh, yeah.
She says, nice meeting the two of you. Have a wonderful day. And she smiles and waves.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
And we leave.
I know Corey hates this town because it's too nice.
He's just waiting for the hook.
No,
yeah, shit to drop. It's just waiting.
No shit to drop. It's a nice town. I made a nice time.
They even have a Habitat for Humanity, and they pay their workers too. How could they
be
too
suspicious, man?
God, Corey. All right, so I'll go back to the other guys in there. Saren, you got information about where it, where the temple exactly is, and let me get the map here for you, and I will mark it off where it is. Cut and paste.
Wow, she knows exactly where it was.
I'm going to give you a general idea, so.
Okay.
And I will give it to Saren, and he could share it however he wishes to share it.
Oh, crap.
He's not going to ship it, don't worry.
You sure?
Oh, no,
he might.
Oops. I'm sorry, he won't William Stark it.
Everybody's capable of shipping.
I mean, that's like the same thing.
No, Shep did share information. William Stark was like, not right now.
Could be like the cat sharing information. How much are you going to pay me?
Cat didn't really share a whole lot either.
My cat was awesome.
Right now.
Sure, so we could be arrested immediately for having such valuable metals.
Oh. Remind me, we just left Daggerbrook, right?
Mm-hmm. And this is where she said the lake was.
I thought it was Darkport.
Yeah, sure,
we left Darkport.
Darkport.
We left Darkport to Winterway Hill Hall.
What was the town we started at?
Northgate. Well, we started right outside the Wizard's Tower.
Well, no, actually, you started north of Northgate. You were near Brightchapel, but you went south, so.
Hmm.
All right.
Which is west of that dot that you see in the. Oh, I gave Steven the map. Whoops.
Whoops.
Oopsie doodles.
This is where she said the wizard, the lake was.
She divulged all her secrets, Steven.
I knew what to ask. I was going to ask for more than the tome. That was just me starting the conversation.
Well, that's the only information you get.
Okay. She's like, that's what you get. Fuck you.
Oh,
it's in the void.
Steven lost that game.
Yeah, I did.
And Saren, you come out with a giant smile on your face.
I will.
And so does she.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, it was okay.
Mid at best. Just like the wine.
Let's not exaggerate.
Kept asking me questions. You wouldn't just enjoy it.
I know. I was trying so hard.
No problem.
Did she give that? Oh, yeah, baby. You're so great.
So did Lucien and Raven have their own private dances, or they just kind of watched and drank?
I think we just watched and drank. Yeah, we're trying to mind our credits, you know.
All right, well, Saren, when you come out, she's just like, the madam comes up to you and she says, did you get the information you needed?
I did.
And then
I see by the smile on your face you had a wonderful time.
It was rather enlightening.
You seem to have a glow about you.
Radioactive now.
But now it is time to pay your bill.
I assume.
She says, now the sum
credit.
The sum total of the wine was 15 credits. And your private dance was 100 credits.
All right. Well, an extra 10 credits to Becky for being quite knowledgeable.
Absolutely.
The 125.
She puts the charge pad out for you to wave the crystal.
I wave my gloved hand over it.
Yep, it goes through. She says, thank you very much. Do you want a receipt?
No, the memory is enough.
Absolutely. Just making sure some of the clientele do request receipts.
I'll bet they do.
You're not here. Shut up.
Travel expenses.
So you guys leave the bordello.
Yeah, I'll look at Lucien and Raven and motion for them to let's go.
All right.
The wine was absolutely excellent. You guys both loved it.
Wow, and you pre-drinked at the end, too. So you guys are feeling great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've technically been drinking all day.
Mm-hmm. You would say that you guys that went to the bordello and drinking are a little bit tipsy, so.
Elves don't get drunk.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
So you guys meet back up at the inn. What are you going to do now?
We're going to wait for Nova and them to join us.
Where were you heading, Corey? You didn't say.
Back to the inn.
All right. Yeah. Jeff, you arrive at the cobbler shop. And you see you see a halfling working on shoes.
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you today, sir?
I see you have an excellent selection of shoes. Do you do leather work as well?
On the side a little bit.
Where do you get your leather from for your shoes?
Cows.
Yeah. I mean, animals.
Animals? You hunt yourself? Or you have someone
who listens? No, well, I mean, I used to hunt, but I'm getting a little older now, so I usually just travel to the merchant market and try to purchase them there.
Oh, okay.
Did you need me to look at something?
So I was looking to get my armored more tailored to me.
Are you looking up at him?
No, he's looking at the selection of shoes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were looking up at him.
He's not looking directly at the.
Okay.
He's admiring his merchandise.
Yes. So you're looking to get your suit? You said fixed. What's wrong with it? It looks like it's fine.
It doesn't quite fit right. I kind of need it stitched up a little bit, make it a bit better.
He looks at you. He says, "Turn around for me, please." He looks at you.
He does.
He says, yeah, I could fix that. That's not going to be too difficult. It's a couple sew stitches here and there, and I could tighten it up for you and it'd be form-fitting for you.
Hmm. Do you know how much that would cost?
About 10 credits, maybe.
10 credits? Can I pay upon completion?
Sure, just leave your armor here and I will do it. And when you come back, if you don't pay, I keep it.
Well, okay. How long do you think it would take?
Well, I mean, probably I can have it by tomorrow morning.
Okay. I think we can handle that.
Leave me now. I'll start working on it once the shop closes and I got done with my customer orders, and I'll work on yours and have it ready for you in the morning time, probably after breakfast.
Thank you very much.
So you leave the armor?
Yeah.
Okay. He says, your name was?
Lee.
Lee. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate your business.
Thank
you.
Have
a wonderful day.
You too.
Oh, my name is Rembrandt.
Rembrandt. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
I forgot to tell you his name was Rembrandt. People call me Remy for short.
What was the name of this place again?
It was Remy's. It just actually just I named it as Cobbler's. Cobbler Remy's shop.
Cobblers?
Yeah, just Cobbler shop. I guess it would be Rembrandt's Cobbler shop or something, or Remy's Cobblers. I don't know.
Remy's Cobblers, pies and shoes, all you need. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Remy. So it's back to the end.
Okay, you guys are all meet back at the inn together, and Lord Lee has no armor on. He said he found a place.
Yeah, the Remy's apparently does tailor leather armor.
Oh, that's good.
He, as far as I know, the only information I got from him is he buys his leather from the market.
Okay, that's cool.
But he used to hunt. I never asked him what he hunted. Oh, well.
About how much is it going to be? And when will it be ready? 10 credits?
Yeah, it should be easy.
Okay.
How much money do we have left?
We have... It was 125 for the... for the brothel, right?
I was able to get the information, but that's how much it cost. 125, yeah.
Then we have 440 left. Yay!
Thanks,
huzzah!
Oh, yeah. So what did everyone learn?
I told you what I learned.
Yeah.
Remy buys his stuff at the market.
Me and Nova learned that there's no dangerous creatures around this area. They're basically protected by the capital, so it's actually fine if we travel out at night. Crap, I forgot to write down exactly what she learned. The Forbidden Forest is haunted.
East of the capital, haunted, past the
mountain. Well, I thought it was west of the capital.
I
Forbidden
meant...
Forest is east.
Yeah, I said east.
Oh, gosh.
Corey, a while ago, I said Corey changed it when I asked him.
I thought the mountain range...
Mountain range west is for the spring.
Oh, that's west. Oh, shit. Okay,
yeah, that's the picture I threw in the chat there.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
The Sacred Springs of Eldoria. And no one knows about the Tomb of the Nameless Fire.
Yeah, so we have a good we have a decent idea on where the spring is at and where the forest is at, but not the tomb.
So you think if we get to the spring, maybe we'll find some more information on this?
I have the information on the tomb.
You do? What'd you find out?
Well, that human anatomy is strikingly similar to Elvish, but that aside...
Did you make a joke?
Maybe. But if we travel west of Daggerbrook, there's a plain with some mountains on the left of it, and beneath the mountains on the east or western side is the general location of where the tome might be. She wasn't more specific than that, and it's not like she had a map.
Would have been convenient if she had a map, but you never know.
I
she was trying to draw on my chest. It was awkward.
She was awkward. She only had one hand free.
But it's where from Daggerbrook?
West of Daggerbrook.
Steven, you can put the picture west. I gave you in the chat if you want.
Okay.
Plains near the mountains. Let's assume he described it much better than... That Saren described it much more accurately than...
Steven
did. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also tipsy.
Oh, yeah. Right where that black dot is where she described
Racist.
It to be to him.
Got it.
What?
So we got to go to Daggerbrook, huh?
Want to get to the tomb, yes.
Yep.
So yeah, we got to find the cipher and that fancy sword there.
Cipher in the tomb, look for a fancy sword, then we go to the spring, then we go back to the Forbidden Forest. We basically do a giant loop around the area.
Forbidden Forest, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of work to do.
And we still got four of the seven cups to grab.
Do we
learn anything about how to acquire some
more because my armor will be repaired in the morning, so I have to go pay him in the morning.
Okay. As far as getting more credits, just at least for this town, it's going to be farm work. We'll probably get more stuff.
You can go pick grapes or build houses for the homeless or something.
Well, there is a market. We could easily sell things to people. I mean,
it's a market.
What to sell?
Is it the market here or like in the capital?
The market. Actually, he didn't ask. I can't say.
Okay.
I would assume it's here since he says he's too old to hunt. So I would assume he was too old to travel. I would assume the marketplace is here somewhere.
Maybe, but I don't have anything to sell.
I don't either. At least nothing that wouldn't get us arrested.
I was going to say, at least nothing that wouldn't get us immediately imprisoned.
We could sell the cups from our previous quest that we never completed.
But there's a chance they're magical and we might be arrested anyway.
And
that's only if we use them.
If we get back home, I'm pretty sure the Emperor wants those.
Just say, oops, we lost them. My bad.
Oops, they're in an alternate dimension. My bad.
Oopsie. Yeah, you might just be exiled. The rest of us might be drawn and quartered.
Nah, you'll be fine.
She'll vouch for you.
Yeah, all good.
I guess.
Yes, the exile vouches for us. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, so no, we have nothing really to sell.
That's all the time we have.
Only your body, Sarah.
You've been listening to the Palladium Megaverse podcast. This podcast is Palladium Fantasy 1E. The Megaverse is copyrighted and trademarked by PalladiumBooks.com. For more information on their products, please go to their website. If you'd like to help support this website, please go to RollHigherDie.com. Thank you.